Blue Sky Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, it's been an interesting day. I was editing a video from all these amazing vegans. I edited videos from Colleen Patrick Gaudreau, the one and only, the joyful vegan. That was pretty cool. And there's so many. I was looking at Nathan Miller's videos too. And Nathan Miller, you know, we talked about art, and it just, you know, I love editing videos of these shows because I get to hang out again with these amazing vegans, you know. And it's funny because I feel like all my friends are online now because I don't really like hanging out with people who aren't vegan. And most vegans that I know are right here on the internet. So it's been kind of an interesting day. And this weekend was so rough because of all the shootings in America. And it's just like there was just a number of high profile shootings in America, and I don't really want to go into all of them because it was it hurts me that every week we seem to have more and more of these, and it's just really rough. Is it quieter than usual? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not talking as close to the mic. I could talk close to the mic. I could turn up the gain. How's that? Are we better? You know, it's live. I'm sorry that the stream is quieter for you, but I'm working on it. Anyway, so it's always fun editing videos with these vegans and trying to get them out there and so that you can see them. And I'm always just trying to spread the word and getting more out there. But I wanted to hit a couple of notes today because I was we're gonna do a reaction video again today because it was, you know, Kane sent me these videos of these pick me vegans dating non vegans, and I really wanna go over them. I think that's a good time. It's always a good time to do that. I think so anyway. But before we do, I just wanted to go over this very quickly. Man charged in shooting a black teen at his front door. This was where was this? This was in Kansas City, Missouri. That was really bad. It went to the wrong house to pick up his younger brothers, and an 80-year-old man shot him. That really scares me. So he's charged. This old man just saw a black teen at his door and shot him. Just kid was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Then later on, Alabama officials renew call for clues in birthday shooting. In Alabama, there was a sweet 16-year-old birthday. 4 people were shot dead. 28 were injured. 28 people. That's a lot of bullets in Alabama. So that happened. They don't really have. I really couldn't find out much about the suspects. 2 dead, 4 injured in shooting at park in Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, Louisville just had their shooting at the bank, and now they've had another shooting in the park. 2 dead, 4 injured. The mayor said he has the love and support and strength that we've seen all week long throughout the city continues to bring us together and move us toward a safer, stronger city and a healthier city. He also said, this is not who we are. Well, this is who we are. This is who we are. I don't know what to do about it, but this is who we are. Man charged, we already saw that one. We have the Long Beach shooting was particularly upsetting to me because Karina went to the Long Beach Grand Prix. And the Grand Prix, while it was happening, somebody opened up fire. What's really scary about this one was that there were 3 shootings, all with the same guy throughout the day. They couldn't catch him. 3 shootings, same guy. And then luckily it was towards the end, and there were a lot of police officers around because of the Grand Prix, and they were kind of ready for it because these days you can't gather in the United States without somebody opening fire on you. And so they shot the perpetrator, but he's not dead. Non-life-threatening gunshot wound. And yeah, it's terrifying because my girlfriend was at this event where the shooting happened. Right after, of course, it caused a stampede. People were running away from the shooting. More people were injured, but only one was shot. And yeah, I mean, I don't even want to go to an event anymore because of this. And I know that there's people who watch this show, and it's like that are against, that they disagree with me when it comes to what are we going to do about it? How do we fight this? And I feel like is it every week now that I have to talk about guns? And I can't just ignore it. I can't just ignore the fact that every week now we have this. And it terrifies me. My girlfriend goes to the Grand Prix, and I'm thinking, oh, she's going to have a nice day with her dad. They're going to watch the cars drive fast. And I almost was jealous of them because I like motorsport. I like watching fast things go quickly. And, of course, there's a shooting. And, of course, it just reminds me of I was there in Las Vegas during the massacre when 60 people were murdered. 60 people were murdered. And every time this happens, I'm just reminded of that. How many people that I knew whose lives had changed because of that event, because they had the audacity to try to enjoy music in a public. So terrifies me. Yeah. And what do we do? And every time this happens too, I'm like, what as a vegan, I feel so stupid. I feel so stupid to be arguing about, oh, we're going to do something about animal rights. We're going to do something about opening up people's eyes when it comes to the violence towards animals. But we're not even doing anything about it when it comes to people shooting each other in the streets. And I guess you could say that's an American problem, and maybe it is, you know, but it seems to be happening. It happened in California that there were two shootings this weekend, or three shootings in California. Both, two of them were in LA, one was in Long Beach. So they're all in the metropolitan area of Los Angeles. You know, it's a big city. There's going to be gun violence. Oh, there's going to be violence. It doesn't necessarily have to be gun violence, but there's going to be violence when you have big cities. You know, there were three kids shot because they were covering up graffiti. They were working as a, you know, community service, and they were shot for covering graffiti. And then, of course, this. And every time it happens, it just feels like, I don't know. Is there any hope? I like to say there's hope, but maybe that's just foolishness. Maybe that's just my I read this thing saying that the zillennials, that the ones that are the youngest of the Generation X, so I was born in 79, you know, so it's the last year of 70, so anyone between 75 and 85, they say, is like, they're cuspers, you know, they're a little too hopeful, but we were there when all this technology came out, we still remember what it was like, we're a little too hopeful. I don't know. Maybe my hope, maybe all this hope that I have that we're making a difference is misbegotten, is foolish. But I hope it's not, and I hope that we can maybe do something about it together if we keep railing, just keep railing. There was also just one other thing. There's some other fun things in the news today. Secret Chinese police station in New York leads to arrest. They literally found a police station for Chinese people in the United States that was running illegally. Tell me that's not wild, right? And then what they were doing, they employ people to harass pro-democracy Chinese dissidents here in the United States on social media. So they're hiring human trolls to harass Chinese people in the United States for speaking out against the dictatorship in China. Like, can you imagine hiring trolls? Like, they hire trolls to to preach anti-democracy. Anyway, they were arrested. Two of them were arrested. I guess they got a bunch more too. We'll see what happens. But mind-boggling to me. I don't know, with this and the Chinese balloons and TikTok, and in this article, it even talks about a guy who was shutting down Zoom. He was an executive at Zoom, pro-Chinese, who was shutting down reunions after Tiananmen Square. He disrupted a series of Zoom meetings in May and June of that year, in 2020, that were meant to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. Tiananmen Square massacre was the student protest where the Chinese just ran over everybody with tanks who had the audacity to say that they thought democracy was cool. So it was a pretty horrible thing that happened. 1989, they wanted to commemorate it. And Julian Jin, the China-based Zoom executive, 10 people charged in an amended complaint. Think about this. So they're online making sure that Chinese people can't in America express their freedom of speech. And I wonder how long, I don't think it's racist to say, whoa, Chinese government's doing some crazy shit. We need to shut this shit down. Like, this just happened with the TikTok thing that just happened. Mind-boggling. And our leaders are so old and stupid that they don't even understand. Like, that we just found out that the Pentagon leak was happening through Discord. Through a Minecraft Discord channel server. A server on Discord for Minecraft was where the person was disseminating top secret information as a super flex to impress his gamer friends. I mean, like, we need to do something, right? And I'm not just saying just the Chinese, but I mean, maybe we start there, start shut down TikTok. I think TikTok should be shut down at this point. Like, the Chinese government's getting a little too ballsy, don't you think? Like, come on, China. Like, we do our government our way, you do it your way. Why are you sending people over here to mess with our citizens? Like, what the heck? That is a weird one. Opening up a mystery, a secret police department here in New York City. Oh, what if we did that too? I don't know. What if we did that in Beijing? Like, we opened up an American police station, not a consulate, not registered, not like a, you know, an embassy. We go to China, we open up a police station, and they said that they actually did have some legitimate stuff where they like helped Chinese people get their Chinese driver's license renewed and stuff like that. Okay. And they were also hiring secret agents to blast people on the internet and harass them for spreading pro-democracy ideas. Oopsie. Oh, that scares the hell out of me. That is so creepy. I think TikTok makes people stupid. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. What I do know is it's owned by the Chinese government, and it needs to not be. They need to force the sale. I can't believe it didn't happen this last time around. All right. Next up. First horse dies at the Grand National. Kane was at the Grand National, and I thought that was kind of cool. The horse was running in an amateur race on Thursday afternoon. Three horses died at the end of the Grand National, and of course, we need to stop this. I saw lots of amazing heroes, vegan heroes out there protesting this horrendous display. I think it's almost laughable that we keep doing this and kind of we deride the Spanish and their bullfighting. And meanwhile, we have this blood sport where three horses die just for a laugh. If we hit them, They go faster. Does that seem right to anybody? If we hit them, they'll go faster. That doesn't seem right to me. That doesn't seem right to me at all. You know, horse racing, do you know they have like vampires where they'll take the blood out of horses so that they could keep these horses going, they'll blood dope them, like Lance Armstrong did, you know? They have horses, that's all they do. It's pretty disgusting. It does. I told you to even get TikTok, like random videos of people doing random things that aren't even funny. Yeah, I'm not a big fan either. I don't really understand, like, my TikTok is all vegan shit, but I hate it so much that I don't even go on there anymore. When I first started TikTok, I met a lot of vegans through it, so I thought it was really great. I was like, wow, you know, like, all these wonderful new people. I met Grumpy Vegan Granddad on there. I met Friendly Vegan, and I met all sorts of interesting folks. But I don't know, mostly you meet trolls and horrible people on there. And people love it because you get a lot of likes and views, but you get all the wrong likes and views. I'd rather have just a few people watching and being interested than going to TikTok and getting hundreds, you know? No, sir, I don't like it. People find any way possible to go against veganism. That's true, Anthony March. I hate it. Oh, God, were they doing that vampire stuff at Grand National? Well, all of these athlete horses, they have to blood dope so they can continue to run and run and run and run and run and train and train and train and train and train. So they do horrible things to them. They test them for drugs, but it's really hard to get caught with blood doping. So they have donor animals. They do it with dogs too. I had a friend who rescued a greyhound who was a donor dog, and they have a little, it's gross. They have a collar where the blood's coming out of their neck in order to be injected into other dogs so they continue. They do the same thing with horses. It's pretty friggin' horrible. Where did you learn this? I don't know. I just know things. you become vegan long enough, Kane, you start learning all of the sick shit that we humans do to animals. But yeah, look up. I think is it Finland where they do all the horse? Where is it? I think it's Finland where they have like the big, or Iceland, where they have the big horse blood donorship thing. It's pretty nasty. Hey, let's find out. To treat human disease like anemia, blood doping drug of choice for humans. Oh, there's Lance Armstrong right there, first thing. What drugs are used in horse doping? Behind the scene with blood donor horses. The purpose is to provide fresh equine blood for plasma in use of emergencies. But so once the horse, this is just the first one up there. It looks like a pro horse website, and they are saying that they have horse donors. Oh, just blood donor horses. The heroes of the equine veterinary industry step up to save other horses' lives. Yeah, I think you could probably see pretty quickly. Veterinary, how much blood can you take from a donor horse? Equine, dogs donate plasma. How many ex-racing horses and dogs donate plasma? Yeah, it's a whole business. If you'd like to dig deeper, please have at it. I think that you'll have a good time finding out more about all of the horrible things that we do to horses by sucking their blood and giving them to other horses. Some horses are fast. Some horses make a lot of blood. We want the blood. We want the blood to go into the fast horses so we can bet on them. I don't get how they make animals do that. I just start kissing the animal and want to play with them. You'd think, right? I think that's a natural reaction, is that you just want to play with the animals, right? You just want to behold them, pet them, look at them from afar, appreciate them. I think that's the normal thing to worry about when a normal reaction when you see an animal. But no, this is not the case. People are horrible. What are you gonna do? But it looks like people are getting a little bit better. What do you say to this? Here's some good news, huh? They used to call it Edgar Allan Poe. All right, look at this. It's kind of cool. Animal meat and milk sales drop in Europe as vegan versions hit record highs. Very cool, right? So, sales of vegan products are soaring as demand for animal protein stalls in the UK and Europe. 13, okay, plant-based foods across 13 European nations amounted to $5.7 billion in 2022. The figure represents a 22% increase since 2020, with vegan meat alternatives. I hate, you know, it's funny. They're not alternatives, right? Alternatives to what? Vegan meat is just by itself. It's plant meat. I think it's, don't call it alternative meats, because it means, it sounds like it's an alternative to the norm. It's not an alternative to the norm. It is creepy that people eat dead animals. Stop eating dead animals. Stop calling plant meat alternative meats. I hate that. The figure represents 22%. Comparatively, some animal protein categories experience reduced sales figures. So all these countries, and that's most of Europe, if you can, most of Europe, vegan sales rise while animal protein falls. Plant milk garnered 20% uptick. What do you say? Vegan meat products saw a 21% increase. We're going there. We're headed to the promised land, guys. This is all good news. More and more. A more sustainable economy? Of course it's a more sustainable economy. You don't have to feed, you don't have to plant plants to feed it to feed the plants to animals so that you can kill the animals. Of course it is. It's great. I think this is the best news I've heard all day. And goddamn it, I need it after all that shooting news. Moreover, governments have been warned that a failure to address meat production as a serious contributor to climate change will make it impossible for their countries to fulfill the Paris Agreement pledges. What do you say? Look at these numbers. The former is said to create around 90% fewer greenhouse gas emissions during production while using up to 93% land and 99% less water. There you go. So we can use 93% less land, 99% less water to make vegan meat products. I'm sold. I'm sold. If it's for the animals, that's great. Let's do it for the animals. If it's for the planet, that's great. Let's do it for the planet. Everyone makes out better when we do it right. It's incredible that people don't already know that. Yeah, it is. I guess alternative means alternative to murder. Yeah, maybe. But I don't like using alternative. I used to use facsimile, but I don't think it's good even to call it those things. I just like to call it meat. It's vegan meat. We got vegan meat and you got animal meat. That's it. You want to eat animal meat or do you want to eat vegan meat? I'll take plant meat over animal meat any day. Because you're not supposed to be eating animals. Animals are supposed to be your friends. You're supposed to be appreciating the animals. You're supposed to be loving the animals. You're supposed to be helping the animals. You're supposed to be taking pictures of the animals, not taking shots at them. Animals are friendly. They just want to be left alone. They don't want anything to do with you. My mom told me a long time ago, says Anthony March. She read somewhere like 20 years ago that meat from the stores are at least 1 year old before you get to eat it like gross. I don't know how that could be possibly true, but I know that the animals are about 1 year old when they kill them. That's gross. Dead animals is gross to eat, man. That's all there is to it. Stop doing it. People should stop doing it. Just stop doing it altogether. Speaking of that, I wanted to watch a video with you guys, see how we do it. This is another installment of Don't Date a Non-Vegan. Kane sent me this one again. And so thank you, Kane. I really enjoy when you email me ahead of the shows if you have something cool that you'd like me to check out. And I appreciate it too, actually, because I don't follow these guys. There's a new one. This is a new one.
Help us out.
We'll see what happens. If you like this.
A little bit different. I have got my boyfriend Cal on the show today.
I almost feel sorry for this because she's only got under 1,000 subscribers. And so I haven't seen this, but I was like, I didn't want to, I was a little reluctant. I was a little reluctant because I didn't want to, I don't want to shit on someone who's just a small creator, but I figure, you know, she's bigger than I am, so why not? As long as you're not punching down, I think you're okay, right? Yeah, I think you're okay. All right, let's go. Let's do this.
To show that you can date people that aren't vegan, you can have friends and family that aren't vegan, and it all works out, doesn't it?
It all works out. Is she Australian? What is she? I don't know. I already don't like her. It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out for the animals.
Yeah.
What are you cooking for us this evening?
I'm going to be making a spicy gochujang pasta. Creamy one.
Creamy. That's good.
Right, no, I can't go in.
That's a good one.
I actually back myself as a chef a bit, you know.
Okay.
I think I need my knife from behind you, Sam. But this I've never made before, so. The thing is, sausage pastas are so easy because all vegan sausages like just taste like normal, like kind of.
So it's just a non-vegan making vegan stuff.
Like cheap sausages, anyway.
It tastes like cheap sausages. Vegan sausages taste like cheap sausage. What does that even mean? What does he mean by cheap sausage? Animals. What does he mean by that? That vegan sausages taste like cheap sausage.
She just wants to be involved always.
Who usually cooks?
Me, to be honest.
It's a mix of both of us.
No, 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 Sam. It's me.
It's definitely a mix of both of us that cook, 100%. Also, Cal's doing his meal prep stuff at the moment because he's on his fitness journey. If you didn't know already, he's got a little personal trainer going on.
I haven't even got my pasta cooking yet.
I'll get some boiled.
That'll be amazing. Thank you, sous chef.
Of course. Anything for you, my darling.
So I'm gonna brown off these bits of sausage and then put them to the side and then cook the garlic and onion in with like the spicy sauce. And then it's time to add, like, bothered by it. Antonia, my sister, was, oh, whoops.
Oh no, Cal.
That's really nice. It's so hungry, I can't lie.
I feel like you were close to hangry for a second.
I would never be hangry in front of you.
You have been hangry in front of some of my family sometimes and they've
some of your
like...
mates think I'm grumpy, like a grumpy guy.
Let's get stuck in.
I like the way they talk. I mean, it's hard to be mad at them because they talk so sweet. It's some of your mates thought that I was a grumpy guy. Some of your mates thought I was a grumpy guy. I mean, that sounds like nice. No, they're not all vegan. The boy is not vegan in this one. And he seems like a affable fellow, so I'm interested to get down to why. Why? Wait, who's using a... let me see here.
Right away. How do you find dating a vegan as a non-vegan?
I'm being completely honest here, I'm just not asked. Like, so many people are like bothered by it. Antonia, my sister, was, I want to say like 17 when she decided to just have a massive like health kick. So she decided to go vegan as like one of the ways of stopping her eating shit food like chocolate and stuff like that.
Okay, how's this? Is this better? God damn it.
Really nice. It's got a good amount of spice. Like a grumpy guy.
Grumpy
Let's
boy.
Let's get stuck in right cool. away. How do you find dating a vegan as a non-vegan?
Is this better?
Being completely honest here, I'm just not asked. Like, so many people are like bothered by it. Antonia, my sister, was, I want to say like 17 when she decided to just have a massive like health kick. So she decided to go vegan as like one of the ways of stopping her eating shit food like chocolate and stuff like that. And then she loved it. And then you obviously chose to go vegan for a separate reason. And then I had two women in my life who were vegan, so I'm just used to it. I'm not really bothered.
So he's not really bothered that the women are doing their thing. That's a kind of a bummer, right? Like, I'm just not really bothered by you women doing your thing. Do your thing, you little women. If you like, I'm not a grumpy guy.
You know what I mean?
No, how do you find it now living with me full time?
Yeah, good. Like, I'm open to trying new things. When we go out for dinners, if I want to get meat, you're not fussy about me eating meat, so...
See, it's so easy for a guy. Like, I get that. The guy seems really nice, so, you know, I don't really want to talk too much. But, you know, he's not. He's killing animals. He's not really nice. He just seems nice. And yeah, it's really easy to be like, oh, you know, I'm okay. I mean, no one bothers me about it. Yeah, it's really okay when no one calls you out, right? It's really easy... when nothing ever happens, when no one's challenging you, oh yeah, I mean, I'm not bothered by it because nobody bothers me about it. No one ever calls me a murderer or points out that I'm causing immense harm and suffering. No one ever bothers me about it, so like, what do I care? That's exactly right. That's exactly the problem. He seems like a pretty nice guy. Maybe if you did challenge him, maybe he'd make some adjustments.
From a personal standpoint, it doesn't restrict me. I wouldn't walk through the door with like a fillet steak and just cook it on a hob. At the moment, I'm cooking more meat in the house because of my food prep situation, which I know you probably don't like, but I respect you for like allowing me to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't eating meat for ages, right? And that was so good.
It will get, it's only for 6 weeks that I'm following the routine blindly.
Although like, I need my protein. This is so dumb. I just need my protein because I need to get those gains.
Mm.
But Corin Sutton is a beast. He's a beast. He doesn't need it.
And it gets to a point where it's like, we know there's a lot of great proteins in tempeh, tofu, all of that stuff. So if I want to like maybe limit my meat consumption again, then so be it. I can. But for now, I'm sort of sticking to it.
You're not like... carnist or whatever.
I actually find like people
he is a carnist, darling. He's a carnist. He's eating fucking dead animals. He's a carnist. What are you talking about?
Who are like diehard meat eaters more annoying than vegans? Vegans that I know, they're all just sound people. Like none of them are actually like, they don't come into my face with, you know, facts and stats. And if I'm eating a chicken sandwich, you're not going to be like, you're the devil and all this stuff. They're not going to do that. Whereas someone who's a diehard meat eater and hates vegans openly, I feel they're more likely to be like,
this guy's just so, it's so simple. Oh, the, when I'm challenged, oh my God. The vegans I know are all pick me vegans. So like, what do I care? Why should I change? All the people in my life don't challenge me. Fuck them. It's just like,
I don't know, in your face about it and preachy. Because it's like, right, we get it, bro. Like, you eat meat. Like, cool.
This is, like, really nice. Mm. This is one of the favorite things you've cooked for me.
Really?
Yeah. And you got it from Mob.
I want to make some pasta with sausage now. But the vegan sausage tastes like cheap sausage. Where the fuck that
Mob
means?
Kitchen.
Cow.
Where did you get your recipe inspo from? Is it a vegan?
Yeah, when you did recipes, I like the boys that you're mates with.
Yeah, I'm going to out you right now.
Oh, no. Why?
You have asked to be part of the Plant Boys. Do you remember Ben's cow fully got down on his knees?
No, I didn't physically
Yes, you did. He got down on his knees in front of Johnny and requested to be one of the Plant Boys. He was rejected.
A meat-eating
because
plant
he's not a vegan.
Who do I need to speak to about joining the Plant Boys?
I think if you're looking at
the Plant Boys. See, this is what I mean. Hey, he wanted to be part of the club. He wanted to be part of the club, but you guys didn't push him. He's almost there. This guy's, he's so close. This fucking guy, Cal, you might be able to get him. I don't know. Let's see what happens here.
The characters, I think we all get along really well.
That doesn't make you.
The only thing that stops it is the fact that I'm not vegan.
Yeah, which is quite a detrimental factor.
That's the big one, isn't it?
Sweet.
Ben actually asked me on the podcast that I did ages ago with him, if I would cook you a steak if it was your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And we could never.
No, because I'd rather go out for one.
No, not without me.
With all due respect, I wouldn't want you cooking a steak.
I haven't cooked meat
for 4 years.
Yeah, I know. Well, so... I just wouldn't. I would not cook meat for you.
Mm.
She wouldn't cook meat for him because she's not. Oh my God. So why wouldn't you cook meat for him? Since you respect his choices so much, why not kill an animal?
I would cook all like the side bits, and I mean, I serve Lola meat every day.
Yeah, But I don't know,
she's a dog. Like,
I think with dog food, it's easy to desensitize.
She serves her
same
dogs.
Same with like a doner kebab. Like, you don't really think where it's come from because you know it's just shit. And you know it's like such a small percentage of meat. Obviously, we don't give Lola bad dog food. But still, because it...
Oh my God. So it's okay to feed dogs an animal. So this girl, what is this woman's name? What's the point of this? Come on. I only tolerate vegans when they don't make me feel guilty for murdering animals. Exactly. This guy, oh, if it's shit meat, it's okay. Or if it's just a little, it's okay. What are you talking about?
It's dog food and it's not in the form that you would eat your dog food. It's very easy to disassociate. If you
I've
had a chicken
give...
breast, like, it, you know it's chicken.
I've tried to give her vegan dog food and she hates it. So someone
She'll
asked
eat
me how we came to the decision.
She'll eat it when she's hungry. She's a fucking dog. They're omnivores, just like you. What do you mean?
To raise kids if we were to ever have them as vegan.
Interesting, you know. Not really something in fairness we've spoken about that much.
No, but we have said that if we were to have kids, you would be happy for them to be vegan. I would want them to be vegan.
So I'm happy to like just give my kids vegan food in the house if when they leave the house and go to school, there's no restriction.
Oh, fuck you. What is wrong with people? This is why the whole movement is fucked. Oh, God. This is why, you know what? I wish the internet was out when I went vegan, because I would have been making shit like, you fucking murderers. Why do you think it's okay to eat an animal? You fucking idiots. God damn it. She's been vegan 4 years and she's still talking like this?
Because I think if you make a child's life difficult out of your control, it makes their life difficult.
What?
In other ways. So if my child goes to school and they've come home having a vegan dinner, they're raised on it. They don't know any different. They go to school and it's lasagna on the menu. Yeah? And they have a lasagna at school.
Why raise your
no.
kid with
I'm
any
not
values?
Gonna be bothered
no,
about that personally.
I don't want them to have lasagna
See,
at school.
See, I think that's
I
where we'd
to
have
vegan.
To compromise.
No, but I want them
Could
to be
have
a vegan
compromise?
Child.
You'd have
so
to
if they're
compromise.
Going to school, they will eat the vegan option at school.
They
no,
might not be a
vegan
option now.
I know, I was talking to her mum recently and she was saying how her child was vegan at first and it was fine, but then she became gluten-free and then it got really difficult because there was vegan options but there weren't like vegan gluten-free options and
These
then she felt like she was restricting her child. So she has now let her have
no
some things that aren't necessarily vegan or aren't necessarily gluten-free because she doesn't want her like child to form a bad relationship with food.
I don't want to put my child in an awkward position when I'm not there to like...
Then show them the slaughterhouse footage. Show them where their food comes from. No, I don't want to do that though. I don't want to do that because if I did that, then they'd have a bad relationship with food. What the fuck are you talking? Let's not raise our children with any values or any kind of morals. Why would you want to do that? That's your fucking job. That's your job as a fucking parent is to teach your children a fucking moral framework. No, okay, what we do inside the house, we don't murder animals. But as soon as you leave our fucking four walls, go ahead and kill all the animals you want. This is how rapists are born. They respect their mothers, because when you're at home, you respect mama. But when you go out there, you're allowed to do anything you want to any woman outside the house. Because I don't want you to feel like to be abnormal. Stay normal. You know, anything that's part of your culture that's normal, then you should participate. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Like, these people should not be allowed to procreate.
Help them, because ultimately they could be at school and for whatever reason that day, they've got some like...
What, like a big birthday cake or something?
Yeah, like, and they're like, I can't have this because it's got eggs in it.
Yeah.
Or they don't know it's got eggs in it and then they have a really bad reaction to it or something. I don't know. But like, I don't want my child to feel like they're trapped in and penned
in
society.
You seem nice.
Same way.
He's a fucking moron.
But I don't know. I feel like even now there's so many options. So I feel like by the time we would have a child that would be at school making their own decisions about food, I would hope there would be ample vegan options and we'd pack...
It doesn't matter if there's options and you pack a fucking lunch if there's no option. What are you talking about? It's just so dumb. You're so dumb. Like, what is the point of having a child? Like, if we have kids, then you'll teach them nothing. You'll teach them no values at all. Nothing. Your contribution is nothing. Nothing. Nothing, Senator.
Like when I was at school, I was such a fussy eater. I wasn't sat with everyone else in the canteen. I was like the packed lunch kid.
Is she an Essex Girls? Can someone tell me where she's from? Because I want to know where she's from. I'm against bullying, but I want my children to be happy. So if it's socially convenient for them to bully other kids, who am I to stop them? Exactly. I'm against cyberbullying, but if it's more convenient for them while they're at school to cyberbully, be part of the pack of abusers, then that's okay. That's okay. Perfectly acceptable. As long as they're in the majority, then that's all right. Might makes right. Might makes right.
And so I have my own food that I brought in. So, like, they could be going to school but having packed lunches anyway.
Yeah.
You're at school, yeah? Oh, Ben. It's Ben's birthday. And Andrea takes...
Andrea!
Gives him a cake and says, oh, Ben, go to school. Happy birthday. Like, you can share this with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, Andrea ain't going to pack him some vegan cupcakes.
No, but no, Will... That's
so fuck it, he doesn't get the cake. Who cares?
When they come home.
Sorry, okay, whatever we call our kid. Sorry, I know it's Ben's birthday.
Are you
going to
leak the baby name?
Oh my God. what I'm saying is, we can't be the ones to be like, oh, it's your mate's birthday today. Here's some vegan cupcakes. You don't feel left out. I don't want to do all that bollocks. I want my...
This guy does not want to raise a child, is what he's saying. All that bollocks. I don't want to do all that bollocks of child rearing. I don't want to raise the child. I'll just be a sperm donor. This motherfucker is just a sperm donor. And his sperm, if he could still get it up, because he still eats meat, you know, they've got a problem with... Meat eaters have a problem with that. They can't get the blood flowing in the right direction.
My child to, like, be fine and comfortable.
Because we had made the decision that we're going to raise our child vegan.
We can raise them vegan and do all in our thing that can be vegan. But if they go to school and it's out of our control, in my opinion, we should...
Why is it out of your control?
I kind of get where you're coming from. I feel like we've agreed to bring up our child vegan, but if they make mistakes or...
Not even mistakes, mishaps though. They just eat a birthday cake that's got eggs and milk in. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
The cake wouldn't have milk in. Eggs and bar. I've woofed that down.
Oh my God, you've literally seen off the whole dish. So how do you feel about coming to vegan restaurants with me? Because a lot of the time when I say that my boyfriend's not vegan, people will say, oh, I want a vegan partner to enjoy and get excited about vegan food with me, like trying vegan food, going to the vegan food scene.
I'd be the size of a bus if I went to all of them.
Yeah.
So the way I see it, if you're taking me out for a free meal, A, it's free and it's at a nice restaurant.
This guy, oh God, she's taken a wrong turn somewhere in her life. Why are you with this guy? Like... Well, first of all, why is she vegan? Is she vegan because she cares about anything, or is she vegan because she likes cooking and she wants a challenge or something? What's the point? Is she even vegan? She doesn't seem vegan to me. It's like she kind of wants to be vegan, so she eats a plant-based lifestyle, she eats a plant-based diet, but it doesn't sound like anything. She's with this asshole who just doesn't give a shit. Yeah, it's perfectly convenient for me because no one ever challenges me, so... I'm just the king of my castle, aren't I?
Or it's a nice bit of food. I'm a foodie in itself. Like, that's the one biggest thing about this this meal prep situation I'm in. I hate the fact that I can't, like, come home for dinner and just be, like, gassed about what we're going to have for dinner. Because I really enjoy that. So it's the same way if we go out for a meal, regardless of what's there. If it's a nice place and it's nice food, I don't care. And it's nice for us to spend time together as well. So
when it's convenient.
Yeah, meal prep aside, let's like just chat about how our like dynamic works in terms of food in the fridge,
okay.
Cooking, breakfast, dinner.
I would only ever cook eggs and very, very, very rarely like salmon at home. Other than that, if we have a pizza night or something and we don't make our own pizzas.
Yeah,
or,
true. If we get takeaway,
yeah, I'll not
that
eat
opens
vegan.
Up and sometimes you
not,
don't eat vegan.
It's not using our like storage, it's not using our facility, like it's not using our stuff, is it? To cook it. But yeah, I don't really like we keep our stuff in the fridge together, but I don't really ever have animal products near your thing, so I would never buy normal milk.
It doesn't
I always
matter.
Have oat
we
milk and coffee.
We have a shelf.
This is what bothers me. It doesn't matter how close your food is to mine. It matters that some baby's mama was murdered was raped. Somebody was raped, and then they took the baby. They slit that baby's throat, and then they took the baby's food, and then they gave it. They sold it to you. That's the problem, you see. It doesn't matter about the fridge situation and how close your animal, your stolen food is next to my food. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? Video of them is louder than video of Sky? What are you talking about? Test. What do you mean, man? I don't know. My audio all seems right now. How about just stand your ground and not give in? It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no, exactly. It's okay to say I don't want your shit in my house. It's okay to not date non-vegans. And she shouldn't be dating a non-vegan.
Which is like the meat shelf, which is a new thing because previously we haven't needed to have that, right? Yeah.
A meat shelf.
Yeah, I mean, the only things you bring into the flat, tuna, tins of tuna every now and then.
Haven't for ages. Because I watched Seaspiracy. One thing I wish you were more accepting.
These fucking guy watches Seaspiracy doesn't want to eat tuna anymore. So next up, Cowspiracy.
Of is me getting normal milk for tea.
No.
Because I don't drink tea anymore purely because I don't like it with oat milk or almond milk or soy milk. I think it tastes vile with anything other than cow's milk.
This is like the one thing I'm really not vibing.
I get it though. I have normal tea when I'm at work in the office.
Oh, you don't want me to kill anybody. Well, don't worry. I only kill others when I'm at work at the office. So don't worry about it.
We'll have
the dairy industry is just so horrific. And I just can't. It pains me to see that actually. So I feel like that's probably one thing I am actually. I think people come at me for not being extreme enough or whatever.
Yeah, extreme enough? You're not extreme at all. What are you? Like, you just... You have a meat shelf at your apartment. You have a meat shelf. I don't have a meat shelf. I don't know any other vegans that have a meat shelf. I don't know any vegans with a meat shelf, and I only talk to vegans. So I don't think you're vegan. If you're vegan and you have a meat shelf, you are not a vegan. That's it. Meat shelf. There you go. Meat shelf. Yes. Oh, just stick it on the meat shelf then, governor. Fuck that. Oh my God. You have a meat shelf. I'm not extreme. They're getting on me tits because I'm a bit not extreme enough. No, you're not extreme at all. Extreme. What is extreme? I'm always against rape. I'm an extremist. I'm always against murder. I'm an extremist. I'm always against slavery. Always. I'm an extremist. That's, she needs to read Tom Reagan, I guess, or listen to Tom Reagan a little bit. I'm an extremist because I'm always against rape, murder, slavery, oppression. All the time. I wake up, I'm against slavery. I go to bed, I'm against slavery. I wake up, I'm against rape, and I go to sleep, and I'm against rape. If that makes me an extremist, guilty as charged. Go ahead. Call me an extremist. I'm all right with that. I'd rather be an extremist than a fair weather plant-based pushover. I don't know what the hell she is. Just blatant dishonesty to say oat milk tastes significantly different to dairy when it's coffee. Oh, I think it tastes vile. It tastes vile. It doesn't taste vile. It grinds your gears. I'm sorry, it grinds your gears. There's a, LOL, there's a shelf for just meat. Yeah, a meat shelf. If you need a meat shelf, nerds like us, no meat shelf at your house? Let's do a quick poll in the chat. Anyone with a meat shelf, let me know. Do you have a meat shelf? Yes or no? Do you have a meat shelf? That's going to be the question for the comments. Do you have a meat shelf? If you're vegan, I think that's going to be the title. When I edit this video, it's going to be called, Do You Have a Meat Shelf? Or vegans have meat shelves? Shelves? Put his meat on the shelf. Exactly. Let that man put that man's meat on the curb. And stomp it.
So this will please those people.
More of a coffee man now because oat milk and coffee, they go well together.
Yeah.
I hate coffee with normal milk. It's so strange.
Yeah, because you're a fucking idiot.
I need to be as understanding with you as you have to be understanding with me. Like, it's a decision that I took, I put upon myself 4 years into our relationship, and I can't then expect you to then be like, right, I'm gonna be vegan as well then. And I feel a lot of the time, as soon as someone goes vegan, they just expect then everyone to suddenly understand and be vegan.
No, I don't expect everyone to understand and be vegan. I don't. I expect you, as a person who's saying that they're against the murder, rape, oppression, slavery, all that stuff, if you are against those things, then I expect you to start comporting yourself as someone who is against those things, because the animal, it matters to the animal what happens to the animal. It matters that you are with someone who is upholding the systems of oppression in a way that is direct. It's not like some abstract thing like, we're both British and we're both living under capitalism or something. There's no ethical consumption under capitalism, all that shit. These abstract ideas. This is a very clear idea. You are spending money on slavery. Do you still want to be together with someone who is like that? That's the question that you need to ask. Not whether or not he does it. That's not really, you're only really responsible for your actions. Do you want to spend time with people who are killing babies? That's it. Paying people to kill babies. That's the whole thing. And I understand that not everyone will go vegan the second that I go vegan. I understand that. I know. And you're right. You can't expect everyone to wake up at the same time you do. That's totally acceptable answer. She is right about that. But you are also not responsible for them. You're responsible for you. That's it. And if he respects you, loves you, cares about the same things that you care about, then you have a good relationship. And if he doesn't care about the things that you care about, then you do not. And you should break up.
And be open to it. But not everyone is going to want to be vegan. Not everyone's going to be open to it. Not everyone's going to think the same way that you think. And I think it's really important as vegans for us to accept that as well.
This is wrong. A vegan, it's not important for a vegan to accept that that the systems of oppression are perpetuated by the norm. I know I've been vegan a lot longer than she has, and I get that there's maybe it took a while for me to get there. I don't think it did, but I'm not trying. I am judging her. I'd rather not be too judgmental. So allow me to try to give her some grace. But it is not important for vegans to accept non-vegans at all. At all. Because a vegan is taking a stand for the emancipation of animals, for the liberation of all of us, all human and non-human animals. Yeah. You're either for slavery or you're against it. That's it. So, I mean, if you went back in time and you were in the 1850s, because, you know, in the UK, slavery was legal, I think, until 1830-something. I can't remember exactly. But it was normal slavery, and they had an abolition movement in the UK, in Great Britain or England, whatever the hell you want to call it. You know, they change names over the years. If you want to know how you would react, then think about this. We just need to understand that not everyone thinks like us, that not everyone believes that all humans are created equal and shouldn't be enslaved. No, you don't have to worry about the other people, because there's such a thing as slavery and we need to end it, or at least meet it with disdain.
I feel like the more vegans push it and shout at people and do whatever, the less people want to be vegan and the more it kind of pushes that stereotype. Mm. I definitely want
to... You don't have to worry about your stereotypes, because again, you are against slavery. That's it. Are you against or for slavery? Oh, well, the stereotype about me being against slavery is that I'm mean about it. Yeah, because it's wrong. And we should be meeting it with disgust.
Push veganism, but not by attacking people that aren't vegan.
I want to back the vegans a bit as well. Because it actually kind of like grates on me a bit. When people say, oh yeah, all vegans do is tell everyone they're vegan. It's like, they just don't do that though. Like, yeah, okay, there's the few like militant ones that do.
The few militant ones. Who are you talking about? Your plant boyfriends?
Do, but it's mainly because people are asking, oh, you're vegan, tell us more about it. And then you tell them more about it and they're like, oh, you're talking about it loads.
So one of my lovely followers asked tips to a long-lasting relationship. Obviously, we've been together for coming up to 9 years.
I know.
What would you?
They've been together for 9 years, and 4 years into their relationship, she went vegan. So I was an English major, so be patient with my math skills. She's been vegan for what, 5 years? She should be better than this. 5 years she's endured watching this asshole gobble up animals. Yeah. He seems like a simpleton. Yeah, because no one demands more of him. People generally will rise to the occasion when you set expectations, but since she sets no expectations, she receives no effort. If a woman's okay with a guy just fucking around on her or, you know, eating animals in front of her, whatever, taking a shit on the bed, if you're okay beating her, these are all extreme things, right? But if a woman's okay with that, then he's going to end up being like that. And the same thing with man and women relationships. You have to set your expectations and then set your boundaries. I mean, any therapist will tell you that setting healthy boundaries and expectations is how we all work together and live together. In business, it's the same thing. I managed large groups of people for most of my career. And the way you do it is by finding out, meeting in the middle, and finding out how, if you have shared goals and how you're going to reach those goals together by determining roles and setting boundaries and expectations. That's all it is. As a leader, I set expectations and set boundaries with what I was willing to accept, and so did the workers. They set their boundaries up and also had expectations of me as a leader. That's how we work together. That's how relationships work. I don't think it's a fucking mystery.
You say is your tip.
I was actually talking about this.
With just give her the tip.
Why are you?
Yeah, not necessarily personal about me, just like about life in general. If you're able to admit when you're wrong and just firm it, if you do something wrong, I think we do both do this quite well. Me definitely more than you.
Oh but my
it's like
God.
If we know we've done something wrong, instead of just like basically just being annoying about it,
you've done something wrong, you've killed an animal, you piece of shit.
You're like, cool, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Fuck this
Sorry,
guy.
Cool. And then just get on with your day. Because I feel like so many couples waste time and energy on arguments that don't need to be had.
You need to be able to challenge each other. You need to have disagreements. Yeah. Like, I feel like you need to argue.
Oh, my God.
I want to push you to do your best. You want to push me to do my best.
Like, but you're not. How are you pushing him to his best?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you need to argue a little bit.
But what I mean...
passion and fire.
What I mean by what I said was...
It's not passion and fire. Is that from tension comes creativity. It's not passion and fire. Just arguing for argument's sake doesn't help anybody. Fucking, they're dumb. They're just
lose energy over shit that just doesn't mean anything. I think a big key to a long-lasting relationship is having your own thing in life. And like me and you both have our own things in life. And although I enjoy like nothing more than like, I'm a bit of a home person. Like I don't really like. Love spending all of my like weekday evenings just being out the flat. I quite like being at home just because it's my reset time. But if you have your own thing, whether it be your own group of friends, which I
he must be good in the sack. I can't imagine what there is about this guy. Maybe he is good in sack. I don't know, but generally carnies aren't, because you know, like I said, blood flow. But maybe he's just a He's convenient. That's the thing. People get into situations where they're just, it's just convenient. It's better. It's easier to stay with someone than to leave them. That's the hard part, right? This is where I say, do the hard thing and you will, you make the hard decision, you'll have an easy life. You make an easy decision, you'll have a hard life. That's a basic axiomatic fucking rule, right? If you make the hard decision now, you'll have an easier life later. That's it. Make the hard decision. Drop this zero, get with a hero. That's it.
I think is a hugely important thing. If you have a separate group of friends to your partner, I think that makes things healthy.
You've got your own separate thing going on. You have your own separate group of friends. You can,
nothing merges. You can keep it separate, and yeah, that can be like a good thing. Like,
it's healthy to have like separate things from your partner. Like, you don't have to be intertwined in every way, shape, or form. Like,
what does that have to do with being murdered?
I can go off and do my own thing, and there's no stress about that. And I think that's great.
Yeah,
I think when it's too intertwined and you feel like you have to do everything together, that's when it gets...
Yeah, yeah. This sounds really cringe, but I did remember... I can't remember if it was in a film or if it was in...
Oh, God, what are you gonna
say? If it was in a film or if it was in, like, a documentary or something, or I read it on... I can't remember. But it was like...
Thank you.
The person that is your... Like, the person that's your person... Obviously, you've got to have an exciting relationship and keep each other on your toes and do fun things. But the person that you can do nothing with and be, like, at your happiest is the person that you, like, should be with.
It's just me, or this guy just seemed like intellectually extremely lazy, and she just seems like kind of lazy too. I mean, I'm sure they've got, they deserve each other. Although I really think, yeah, you are cringe, buddy. I really think that if she made the hard decision and dumped him, it might be hard at first and she'll cry, rip that Band-Aid off, but you'll find somebody, baby. You'll find a good guy. You'll find someone that doesn't murder baby animals. It doesn't force you to have a meat shelf. If you think about it, that is something against your will. You're being coerced into having a meat shelf. If a man, if he were gone, would you still have a meat shelf? If he were gone, would you get another man who demanded that you have a meat shelf in your fridge? If the answer is no, then he should either get rid of the meat shelf and get with the fucking program, or fucking get out the fucking door. Get his name off the fucking lease. Get his name off everything. Get the fuck out. I'm telling you. In the long run, you'll be so much happier. Oh, my God. A meat shelf. Come on. Please, darling. There's plenty of fish in the sea. This guy is either needs to get with the program and realize that you're the one, and that he's willing to sacrifice his meat shelf and his tea and milk. Is this guy's not against rape? Like, that's the thing, ladies. Either get with a guy who's against rape. This is, women will talk about how teach your boys not to rape. Women, stop being with guys who are okay with rape. That will help. Like, to have real hardcore conversations about this. Why is rape wrong? Because you're stealing something from someone without their consent. Why is milk wrong? Because you're raping the animal without her consent, so she has a baby, and then you're killing the baby without her consent, and then you're stealing the baby's food without her consent. The baby's consent. Or hers. Yeah. He doesn't understand ideas of consent. Oh, well, you're being extreme. You're using these hard words. Well, that's okay, because I'd rather have those hard conversations. Having those hard conversations will get us to a better place. The promised land is in reach.
Basically. And we both can, like together, be happy in our own space almost.
No.
And I think if you can't do that, then, God.
Well, it's easy when she lets you have a meat shelf.
Are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. It's very cute.
It's the chili.
So spicy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for cooking for me and chatting to me. I feel like hopefully we've showed that you can be vegan and non-vegan and live with each other and cook great food for each other and still be foodies and still love food, still go out, still be sociable.
Yeah.
Sociable. Yeah, I guess you could. No, you can't. No, you can't. You've not shown me that because you, my dear, are not vegan. You're just a lady who eats a plant-based diet because you don't care that animals are raped. You don't care that animals are enslaved. You don't care that they're murdered. You don't care. You support the systems of oppression, violence, by your complicity. Your silence is your complicity. You acquiescing to this fool's demands for a meat shelf, that is complicity. You are complicit in his actions. Yeah.
It's not an issue. It's really not.
It's not an issue. It's really not. It is. Oh, God. What's the name of the channel of this video? God, what's this lady's name? I forget. I'll tell you in a second. My non-vegan boyfriend. Is it called Supper Surfing? Supper Surfing was the name of their... I'll tell you right now, what is the name of them? I should give them credit after all. I should have told you. Let me see. Izzy the Vegan is her name. Izzy the Vegan is her name. She's very, very popular. My non-vegan boyfriend on raising our vegan kids, relationship secrets, and more. Supper Surfing, episode 4. She makes me very sad. But, you know, she's very, very popular. Which is great, because we need more people like this in the vegan movement, right? Whatever. How depressing. Anyway, that's our show. It's been an hour, and I'm super stoked that you're here. Hopefully, you guys will see a couple of videos that have been posted. We have some Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau videos that were posted that were taken probably 6 months ago, and I just got to editing them today. So maybe you would like to watch that. They were just published on this channel. If you haven't already, please subscribe, for the love of Christ. That's what we do here on YouTube. We subscribe. And when you get to 1,000 subscribers, they throw you a party. They throw you a party, and they allow you to sell merchandise in your channel. And they start giving you ad revenue. They give you some of that sweet, sweet ad revenue. How cool would that be? It's been a goal of mine for quite some time to be monetized, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think that Izzy the Vegan is going to get there before I do. She's got 932 subscribers. I have 771, I think. But that's just, I guess, maybe if I were more of a pick me vegan, maybe I also would have all those. If I did more of cooking shit. So would you guys want to watch me cook? I'm a pretty good cook. Pretty excellent cook, actually. But do you really want to watch me cook? Would that be fun? I don't think so. Watching me cook seems so boring. Why do people like to watch other people cook, chopping vegetables? Like, every time I see people cooking, it's like, look at me, I'm chopping fucking vegetables. Great. Like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of people chop vegetables in my life. My whole life, I've chopped vegetables. It doesn't seem like, chop these vegetables, throw this liquid on here, and now, boom, you have dinner. I don't really think it's so bizarre to me that people are like... Like, what will you learn? Maybe learn a couple concepts that these people don't teach you, but, like, showing you recipes seems quite boring. But here, go to Etsy.com and get a cool hoodie and all sorts of... I got really cool hats, and I have a really cool jacket that are up there at the veganofcourse.etsy.com, veganofcourse.net as well. If you'd like to support the channel, patreon.com/veganofcourse. Everything here is supported by our Patreon. Thank you so much, Patreon subscribers, for doing this. I really do love you for that, because I wouldn't be able to afford StreamYard. StreamYard's expensive, so I really do appreciate you guys doing that. Keep me live. It's been great. Don't forget to subscribe. Anywho, I hope that you guys have a wonderful afternoon. Let's see, one more time. I've been watching lots of Gary Francione lately, and I'm definitely being more critical of vegans and wanting to see more of their abolition stance rather than welfare. Thank you! No injustice lasts forever. That's a very good point. I like Gary Francione, although he does have his cake and eat it too with his dogs, doesn't he? Oh, no, those dogs are refugees. He loves pets. But he doesn't love pets, but he loves pets. I don't know, that's my... But I love Gary Francione. He's really amazing. Great writer. Let's give Kane his flowers for Grand National. And on a positive note, yes, I mean, the Grand National was a wonderful protest. He was pretty incredible. And I saw the pictures of Kane there, and I think Kane, way to go for doing that. I think it's wonderful. I don't understand vegan recipe videos. They're popular, but I can't stand them, LOL. Me neither. I don't get it. Like, I don't need to watch you chop a vegetable. Chopping lettuce and shit, man. Why would I want to watch that? I don't get it at all. I don't get it. The burger dude is tight. He at least promotes vegan ethics. I mean, I guess if you want to watch burgers, I mean, he does some, but he doesn't really show you chopping vegetables and stuff, does he? You're feeling down today. You should be. I'm glad. I stream every day, Kane. You know that. I'm here every day just because of people feeling down about all the things. And not to mention, if you noticed at the beginning of this podcast, I also was feeling down about all the shootings over the weekend. And I was like, oh God, I don't want to talk about all these shootings, but how could I not? That's all I'm thinking about. But now I feel a little bit better. I took the piss out of some vegans who aren't really vegans and got to hang out with you. Love the show. Thank you so much for being here and loving the show. We're going to sing a song here to catch you out. Check your email now about the national news. I will check the email, but I can't do that. I did not see you on the news, but I will do. I disagree with a lot of what Gary says, but I love watching him. We need more, even if we disagree. Absolutely. No, I think disagreeing with people is part of how our movement grows, especially with people like Gary Francione, who is an interesting animal rights-based thinker. And I really enjoy the way he talks about and thinks about animal rights. And yeah, I think it's fantastic. I like him very, very much. Yeah, have you seen the one between him and the new one that was on Deutsche Neue Welle, where he's Deutsche Welle? They just released one, a video of him versus Peter Singer, and it's fascinating. I love it. Guys, I want to say thank you, and I think it's Monday, so we're gonna sing a song. But first, we're going to say goodbye. Illegitimate non-carborundum. All right. I think this is good, right? Let me see. Nice. All right, we're going to play a song. But this song is actually kind of hard to play on my hands. Like, it's hard to play because it's like a lot of bar chords. Let's do it. This song, it is a blue guitar. It's a Yamaha. It's a Yamaha FG820. Here we go. I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me when I'll grow up to be a man, but all the girls I knew in school are already pushing prams. I loved you then and I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, I put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't wanna change. Girl. I love the words you wrote to me, but that was bloody yesterday. I can't survive on what you send. Every time you need a friend, I saw two shooting stars last night. I wished on them, but they were only satellites. It's wrong to wish on space hardware. I wish, I wish, I wish you cared. I don't wanna save the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for another girl. I don't wanna save the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for another girl. Well, Billy Bragg was anyway, he's a English rocker. I think I love playing that song, although it's a hard song to play. It's just a straight ahead rock song, but like to play it on the acoustic is actually quite grueling. I don't have the hand strength to pull it off. So sorry about the little kerfuffle. I really appreciate you guys hanging out with me today, and you did cheer me up, and I hope I helped cheered you guys up, and don't let the bastards grind you down. Illegitimi non coverundum. Bye, guys.